Hello and welcome to the midweek St Mirren show on St Mirren Radio, broadcast from a Paisley 2021 stadium. I'm Sabara Sally and I'm joined today by James Hunter as we look back at the first home league win of the season as the Buddies defeated Alloa 3-1 on Saturday. We look at business done in the transfer window and speak to Div McDonald about his thoughts on the ins and outs. We hear again from Tony Fitzpatrick, who spoke on the St Mirren show on Saturday about taking over from Brian Caldwell, who gets set for his last league game at St Mirren. But first, we caught up with Alex Ray after training yesterday at the St Mirren training complex at Ralston to talk about getting the first home league win, the transfer window, and looking ahead to Saturday's game against Queen of the South.
A win on Saturday, first home league win of the season. You've obviously only been here, it's only your second home league game, but is it good to kind of have that monkey off the back?
I think so. I think it's important that we get rid of that tag that we couldn't win at home sooner rather than later, and thankfully we managed to do that. And I was really, really pleased considering, you know, going a goal behind to what I thought was a really poor decision. We haven't seen it, you know, several times again. But you know, you're going to get the odd tough decisions. You know, players make bad passes and things as well within a game. But I think it was the response, which was an important thing. You know, we managed to get back in the game, created a few chances. And it was very pleasing.
Maybe not the most vintage performance, but is it pleasing to grind out wins like that?
Well, it's a must, really, considering the position we're in. But in the players' defences, it was really, really blustery conditions. I've just come in, you know, we're on Tuesday now, and it's still similar conditions. And it's extremely difficult to get that ball down and play because of, you know, the ball's moving about and things. But listen, there's lots of things that we can improve on. I'm very much aware of that. But for me, it's important thing is the response we got, you know, going to go down at home to get back in it. And I thought we controlled the game for periods of time as well. So I just there's always scope for improvement, that's for sure.
Three wins from five in your league games this season since you've been in charge. How have you kind of felt about the start you've made?
No, listen, I think that's relatively positive. If we continue on that kind of form, we'll be okay. And I think, as I said, it's important not to get too carried away as well. I think we're going to obviously play Queen of the South at home again on Saturday, and we need to approach each game as it comes, prepare properly. We've already done analysis from the weekend, you know, debriefing what we can improve on and what we've done relatively well, and it's one of the things I continue to do is the IT stuff. I think it's important, so the players know exactly what you're looking for, and then we try and implement that into our training as well, and then we'll do some individual stuff. So we try and do all that so that we're doing, like visually, but you're also doing it practically so that the players and the team in general can improve.
So the transfer window's come and gone. Are you happy with the business you've done this month?
Oh, listen, never mind the business. I'm just delighted that it's out of the way. It's been driving me mad. I'm relatively happy in what we've brought in. And I must say, you know, the majority of them were first targets. Looked at some stage as if we weren't going to get them. And then circumstances changed towards the end of the window. So, I'm pleased in terms of what we've brought in. We've probably scoped to maybe bring another loan player in. But I'm not really in any rush to do that, so we'll just do that over the course of the next couple of weeks. We're obviously got some development games over today and tomorrow. We've got some league games tonight that we want to see. Davey's going to Raith Rovers and I'm going to Morton, so we're trying to take as much information and that's with a view to going forward as well, trying to get an idea of who we want to recruit, and we're just trying to see as much personnel in this league, and then maybe we'll be able to try and start building for, you know, the future as well.
So it's a double header against Queen of the South, home and away. How does that affect preparations, playing them back to back?
It doesn't. It's almost like the old cup days. I mean, you had to play them home and away. So, you know, as I said, we're just going to take each game as it comes, and they'll be different. It's a bit unusual that you wouldn't normally play the team, you know, the following Saturday, but it's almost like a cup replay in effect. But by doing that, you obviously know a bit more about Queen of the South and they'll know more about us, so it's really who pitches up on the day and performs the better.
Ray there reflecting on the win over Alloa and talking about the transfer window being closed. Here was the moment the final whistle went on the first home league win of the season.
St Mirren have won the game. The cheers are ringing out. It's St Mirren 3, Alloa 1. 3 points go to the Buddies.
Very animated there from Dalen on commentary. James, you were obviously at the game. How was it?
It was a massive win to finally get that monkey off the back and get that first home league win of the season. It's been a long time coming. You know, we're nearly, we are now in February. We're still at the end of January there. Not the greatest performance, as I said to Alex in my interview, but at the end of the day, sometimes when you've not had that win at home, you just need to grind it out, and that's what they managed to do.
Do you think Alex Ray will be really pleased with that, given they were a goal down to, I think most Mirren fans, actually most football fans will think, a ridiculous penalty decision. But they did manage to turn it around, didn't they?
Yeah, they did. I think it was a harsh penalty as well. I don't really think Keith Watson can do anything to avoid the handball, but he gave it anyway. But he will be pleased with, you know, managing to grind out the win. I think as time goes on, he'll want to then match that up with performances. But as he mentioned as well there, the conditions on Saturday weren't really conducive to playing football, and at the end of the day, it was all about the 3 points and moving further away from that kind of relegation zone.
You mentioned there about the conditions. Do you think that will actually please them most, given that they're able to adapt in that kind of environment?
I think it will. It's obviously never easy to play in that kind of weather, and they managed to just, you know, make sure that they could adapt to it and go on and get the win. It is tough when, you know, if Alex Ray wants to get the ball down and play, but it's really tough to do that when the wind's blowing in your face and the rain and stuff. So they got the 3 points, and I think in the end of the day, that's really all that matters.
Do you think Alex Ray will be also pleased in David Farrow as well, given that all three scorers were all from defence, midfield and attack?
I don't know how much they'll look into that really, but I mean, you look at Keith Watson, that's 2 and 3 now. I think it is always a positive to have players all throughout the pitch who can pitch in with goals. You look at Watson's 2 goals that he has scored, a really good goal against Partick Thistle, and then another really good strike there against Alloa. Then you have Callum Gallagher, who showed good striking instinct. You know, speaking to St Mirren Radio after the game on Saturday, he talked about how he sees himself as a striker. So he doesn't really get to play up top as a striker much, but he did show good instincts there. I think it was his fifth goal for St Mirren this season. And then, of course, you have Stevie Mallon, who's just been a huge part of this team this season, pitching in with goals and showing what he's capable of, and it was a really composed finish.
It's been such a positive start from Alex Ray. He's got 3 wins and 2 losses, and he's in his 5 games in charge. Do you think that will help? Do you think as well, having that first home league win and getting that kind of monkey off the back, it will really help St Mirren to push on, because that win really puts them into kind of playoff consideration now, considering they're only 7 points off Raith Rovers with 2 games in hand?
Well, you would hope that finally getting that first home league win does get, like you say, the monkey off the back. The longer it goes on, the more it maybe becomes a thing, and it maybe psychologically does play a part. You know, Alex Ray did say that he was happy to finally get it away and get rid of that tag that can't win at home. So now there's probably less pressure. They're not going out there and constantly feeling the pressure of, we need to finally get this first home league win. That's it on the board. And now they can just kind of try and play their game.
And now they're going to try and do something they've only done once this season, and that's win back-to-back home matches. They did that all the way back when they beat Dunfermline 4-0 here in the Challenge Cup, and then went and beat Livingston. So do you think St Mirren can do that again this Saturday?
It's a really big opportunity for them. You know, Queen of the South are sitting in 5th at the moment on 28 points. St Mirren in 8th on 21. I don't think finishing in the playoffs is a massive aim for St Mirren this season now. But, I mean, if you can still get that 4th place, you know, it would still be good to get those kind of however many games you would get in the playoffs, depending on how far you get. So they've got to look at these 2 games against Queen of the South as massive and hope to, well, you would hope they can take 4 to 6 points from the two of them. It will be tough, but if they have any of aspirations of kind of being up in that fourth place come the end of the season, they need to win those two games or get points.
And of course they did win there. It was St Mirren's first league win this season when they won back in September 2-0 with goals from Sean Kelly and Stephen Thompson. So will St Mirren take a lot of positives from that match?
I think they can. I think they can look at it and say, look, we've been there before. But it feels like it's such a different team now. There's a new manager, a few new additions and whatnot. So, I mean, I don't know how you can look at that being so long ago. But I think they've got to take the positives out of it. I mean, if you look at the teams around them, Livingston, Morton, Queen of the South, they're the teams they've taken the points off this season. So maybe they will look at that as positive and say, look, we've already taken points off these kind of teams this season, teams around us. If we keep doing that, then maybe we can push on.
Do you think, though, Queen of the South will be kind of a tough nut to crack? Because they've played 9 away games this season. They've won 4, drawn 1, lost 4. Good record. But they've only conceded 7 goals. So will it be important for St Mirren to try and get that goal, that early goal, to kind of to unsettle Queen of the South, given how kind of stable they are and strong they are at the back?
I think so. And you look at Queen of the South coming into this game, 2 wins in a row. It's not going to be easy for St Mirren. I think an early goal does kind of settle the nerves a little. I think we've seen it here earlier in the season when they beat Dunfermline 4-0 in the Petrofac. A lot of people were saying that could be a banana skin of a tie, because Dunfermline were going all guns blazing in the League One, and a lot St Mirren's form wasn't very good. So people were looking at thinking, you know, this could be, Dunfermline could really turn up and shock St Mirren today. But St Mirren got a couple of early goals actually, and that kind of put the game to bed, and it was an easy day for them. So if they can try and get an early goal again, you know, it would give them a right good chance of just seeing out the game and getting 3 points.
St Mirren may want an early goal, but as well they need to look at the kind of defensive aspect, because Derek Lyle and Ian Russell have both scored 7 league goals this season, and they've done maybe what St Mirren haven't done, and they've found 2 consistent strikers that will get them out of bad situations and will get them, you know, some valuable points here and there.
Well, Lyle is a massively experienced player for Queen of the South, you know. I think he's 34 years old now, and you've seen last season he had such a positive effect on them getting to the playoffs. You know, he scored a lot of big goals, and like you say, he scored 7 this season. He is a very big name for Queen of the South, and he's somebody you'll need to watch on Saturday.
Just a quick prediction.
Oh,
because Dalen did get it right last time. Yeah. He did say 3-1 to Alwa and it happened, so James, the pressure is on.
Right, okay, I'll try and follow Dalen's lead. I'll go St Mirren 2, Queen of the South 1.
Okay, now we're going to discuss some of the transfer business in January. St Mirren fans are, I'd say, happy with what's happened. On Twitter, Chris Buckham said, good business, although not sure what Cooper can give, given that we have Morgan and McClear. James, have you been impressed with St Mirren signings in the January transfer window?
Yeah, I think I have. I mean, you look at the calibre of player who's come down from the Premier League. It is Premiership players that have taken the drop down to the Championship design here. Guys like Clarkson, Quinn, Irvin, you know, they're very experienced guys. They're all around the kind of 29-30 age. And then you've got Alex Cooper, who will bring balance to that left-hand side. 24, so he's not too young a player. He's got a little bit of experience. He's played with Falkirk and Ross County, so he's got experience at this kind of level of club. So, and I think the thing was, there needed to be a bit of balance on that left-hand side. So that could be a really important signing, because throughout the season, you've not really had that. You've had like Cameron Howison playing there. Your main attacking outlet on the left side has been Sean Kelly bombing up the left. So to have somebody else there, it does kind of just make it a bit, you know, more balanced.
Of course, goal scoring has kind of been an issue this season, and I thought what was interesting is I was listening to St Mirren Radio's coverage on Saturday, and I was listening to Callum Gallagher and what he said about David Clarkson. He'd only been in there 2 or 3 days, but he was already having an influence on the players, and especially Gallagher himself, because he did take his goal really well, didn't he?
Yeah, he did. It was a real striker's goal, you know. But you can point at the poor defending from Alloa, because really Alloa should be looking to clear that, but Gallagher does what a striker does, and he gets in there and nicks ahead of everybody else and gets the head on the ball. You know, I think Clarkson is a good signing. You know, he's 30 years old. He's been there. He's done it. Last season we saw it. Dundee scored something like 8 and 8 games. When he just first signed a new record for the or tying a record, I believe. So he is an experienced player, and he should be able to come down to this level and grab goals. And Shankland, we've seen under Alex Ray, started to get a few more goals here and there. So if you match the two of them up, you know, that could be, like you talked about, Lyle and Russell for Queen of the South. That could be the partnership now to the end of the season to get goals for St Mirren.
You touched on it earlier about maybe having more balance in the team. I'll compare the starting 11 from the first home league game, sorry, the first league game of the season against Dumbarton, to Saturday's win over Alloa. In the game against Dumbarton, it had Mark Ridgers in goals. It was Jason Naismith, Sean Kelly, Jack Baird, Luke Conlon, Scott Agnew, Stuart Carswell, Alan Gow, Lewis Morgan, Paul McMillan and Callum Gallagher. On Saturday there, St Mirren played with Jamie Langfield in goals, Keith Watson, Andy Webster, Jack Baird, Sean Kelly, Cameron Howison, Rocco Quinn, Stevie Mallon, Callum Gallagher, David Clarkson and Lawrence Shankland. So a big difference, isn't it, James, to what it was at the start of the season to how it is now?
Yeah, definitely. There's a lot more experience in the team now as well. You look at, compare Langfield and Ridgers. You know, Langfield has been about Scottish football for it feels like forever, you know. A really, really experienced player. It just feels like there's so much more experience and balance in the team. You know, I struggle to look at that team from the Dumbarton game and figure out how that team would play. You know, I just don't see the kind of the balance there. I mean, Agnew, Carswell maybe in the centre, and Morgan, Gow, McMullen. I don't see how they would line up, but I see more, like I said, like the word that we've mentioned a lot, balance in this team now and more experienced players.
Do you think they can finally kick on now, given that they do have the experience that Alex Ray has brought in to the club?
You would hope so. I think it'll take a while for Clarkson, Quinn, Irvine, etc. to bed into the team with a bit of training. But, you know, if they can do that and if they can pick up a couple of wins over the next few games, because the next few games are massive, if they can do that, then they can finish the season strongly.
Thank you, James. Now, we caught up with Dib McDonald from the Black and White Army to find out his thoughts on Saturday's win and with what the moves they made in the January transfer window.
Thanks for joining us, Div, on the Midweek St Mirren Show. Can you just, firstly, going back to Saturday's win, first home league win of the season, can you give us your thoughts on that?
Very relieved. I think everybody was relieved. It was great to see everybody leaving with a smile on their face for a change. With all due respect to Alloa, it is only Alloa, as everybody's been reminding me ever since, but it was really important, I think, to get that first win at home. I think you could see the players were obviously nervous as the game wore on. We were only one goal ahead, but getting the win in the last minute, the third goal, sorry, was really sweet. And yeah, it's hopefully lifted a monkey off our back and it'll stand us in good stead going forward.
So that's Alex Ray's fifth league game. He's won 3 of the 5. How have you found things since he's come in?
I think everybody can see an improvement there, both in terms of the way we're playing and also the sort of players that we've managed to bring in. I think incrementally, the players that have left versus the players that have come in have all been better. So we're stronger. I think, obviously, yeah, it's only been 5 games, 2 against Alloa and 1 against Morton, who we always win against, so that doesn't really count. But I think we're definitely, I was saying to the guys in the forum the other week, in my opinion anyway, I think we've reached the bottom of the curve, and I think hopefully we're now on the way back up the way. But it is going to take time. I think it is a project that's going to take quite a long time to really kick in and really see us challenging up the other end of the table. But it's great to see us improving, and I think we definitely are doing that under Alex Ray.
What did you think of the moves in January? Obviously the likes of Rocco Quinn, David Clarkson and Gary Irvine have come down from the Premiership.
Well, absolutely, exactly that. You know, I think we've brought in 3 players from the league above, which in January is an incredibly difficult thing to do because obviously we don't have money to spend, so you're relying on those players either coming on loan or being free agents, which in Quinn and Irvine's case, that they managed to persuade the other clubs to make that happen. I think you've got 3 guys who have got loads of experience of the top flight, who have been around the block but who aren't at the right end of their careers. You know, they are at a reasonable age, kind of 30, late 20s, which is exactly what he said he was going to do when he took over. And he looked at the squad, he said there was a hole there of young players and then old players or slightly more older players, and then there wasn't really much in between. So I think he's stuck to his gun there. Even Alex Cooper at 24, I just think that the three headline signings here, Clarkson, Quinn, were really good signings. You know, definitely good signings to come in. And I think Irvine as well has been around the block with Dundee, and that you can always take your reaction from the way the other fans behave, and the Dundee fans were really disappointed to lose him because they really liked him and really rated him. So that's always a good sign.
So just finally, last week it was announced that Tony Fitzpatrick's going to return to the club, take over Brian Caldwell's role as chief executive. How did you see that?
Well, I'm really pleased to have Tony back in the club because I think everybody knows and likes and respects Tony, and he's always a very, very positive person. Always talks well about the club, and he's a great PR guy. I think it's big shoes that he's going in to fill. Brian's done some tremendous things for the club, and he's a really good guy. But hopefully Tony can continue his good work and also, you know, maybe engage with the fans a wee bit, because I know he likes that. You know, he likes getting the fans on side. So, I think it's a positive move. It's just good to see some positive things happening. I mean, even the under-20s winning again yesterday, there's just an air of positivity again that was really not there, you know, 2 or 3 months ago. And that's hopefully it all kind of just fosters more and more positivity, and we get some better results all the time, and that's what it's really all about in football, I think. Great to have somebody very positive coming back to the club.
This is St Mirren Radio, brought to you by the University of the West of Scotland. Look at what you could learn at uws.ac.uk.
As mentioned there with Div, it was announced last Thursday that Scottish Cup winner Tony Fitzpatrick will take over as chief executive when Brian Caldwell departs next week. Tony spoke to the St Mirren show on Saturday about his excitement at being back at the Buddies.
Delighted to say we're joined here now on St Mirren Radio by Tony Fitzpatrick. Tony, thanks for joining us on the show.
A real pleasure. It's fantastic. It's just fantastic to walk into the stadium today, and there's a great excitement about because of the new signings, which is fantastic as well.
And how does it feel to be back at the club?
Do you know, I just feel like a wee boy again, and I know I don't look like it, but I remember at the old Love Street when I was 12 year old and standing up at the top of the terraces and looking and saying, I really want to be at this club and play at this club. That was my dream. And I always shut my eyes and dreamed about running it in that Love Street. And funny enough, no, the last 10 years or so especially, I've looked at the club and been part of the community interest company. It was looking, you know, for the fans to take over the club, and that really excited me at that time. And as I say, just to be able to be part of the club. I've always been part of the club, but to be in the infrastructure now and look to take the club forward is, and I know I've got a massive job ahead. When I followed Brian the last couple of days, Brian Caldwell, and an incredible, incredible man.
And how did the opportunity for you to come back into St Mirren come about?
Yeah, well, it was me. I sort of, the job came up. When I heard Brian was leaving, I was sort of, and I'm going to be totally honest here, I just felt the club, for whatever reason, we were in decline a bit because of the getting from relegation to First Division. I knew the work Brian was doing behind the scenes with in the community, with the business, with everything that was going on. And when he was leaving, I thought, oh, what a void that is. And funny, I got gut instinct, I went, well, started speaking to myself as we always do, and I thought, you know, I really feel I could sort of make a go of that job. So I put my CV in, and I got in touch with, and I went in and done my interview, and I couldn't believe, I can believe it, but I got the call to say I'd been successful and to come on board, and it's been a whirlwind since. No, you could probably tell I'm still in dream world, and I know it will be to a die now, really, but I've got to shake out of that as well because there's a serious thing ahead, and this is a fantastic football club, and I'm saying it now. When I was out, I was I'm still a supporter, but you look, this week's been incredible. Look at the stadium. Yeah, St Mirren TV, St Mirren Radio, all these things, the stadium, the academy, Paisley going to go and will be a city. Who wouldn't want to be part of this?
Yeah, and it's obviously, you mentioned a few of the things there, but what have you made of the changes that have happened in at St Mirren and in Paisley as well, probably since your last time at the club?
Yeah, as I say, I was against moving, and but you've got to always change in life. That's the real thing. And I go back to the great, great man. I'm not just throwing his name in, but Sir Alec Ferguson, when he came to the club and he had the 5-year plan and he had all the... You've got to change. If you don't change, you die. No, I'm just mentioning, look at Linwood, Chrysler. Look at all the different industries that die. And I'm not criticising them, but it's through they never changed. They think they're going to be there for a lifetime. We can't take our supporters for granted. We've got to get out there. The best way to do that is get a winning team. And that'll be Alex's responsibility. I've no that, but my responsibility and the rest of the club's responsibility is to support that. And we have to change. You know, I mean, we have to change now. When you look at business, the way it's all going in life, and I think I can bring, hopefully, a lot of these qualities to it, along with the people who are here.
And you mentioned changes. There's obviously been changes throughout the season here as well. You were starting off with Ian Murray, and then Alex has come in, and yourself as well. What have you made of St Mirren as a whole this season so far?
Yeah, I think I really was excited when Ian Murray was appointed, and I think... It's like anything in life. I was a young manager myself one time, and sometimes when Ian Murray is a really, really top guy and he's going to become a really top manager, and I always say to young players or whoever, that's just a stumbling block for him. It wasn't at the right time, at the right place, and he did well in certain things, but it just wasn't to be, and sometimes in life that happens. Alec Ray's coming in. I've known Alec and I've known Davy Farrell. I was fortunate enough a few years ago through my own business. I took Dundee over for a pre-season to Malta. I got to know Alec really well and David. It's amazing how things turn around. And I watched the way they worked at Dundee, playing some great football at that time. And Alec's just a straight shooting guy. He was a top player. I tried to sign him many, many years ago when I was manager at St Mirren. And he was one of my first sort of targets because I knew what sort of character he was. And you can see already he's changing. No, he's looked at the players. We've got fantastic young players here. But it was like, even when I played as a youngster, you need good experienced players with you. You need that blend.
And could you ever have envisaged yourself actually working alongside Alex at St Mirren all these years on after you thought the opportunity maybe had gone by?
No, honestly, I'd never thought that would ever happen. But that was part of it. I know that was part of the dream when I heard Alec had got the job and stuff like that. And I went, this is a great opportunity. Because I think the philosophy, and I think very important as well, philosophy with David Longwell. I've known David since he started in the academy. We used to work together as coaches before he even came in here, and I've always respected and looked at the work he's done throughout with the academy, the players is starting to get produced. As I say, I'm so excited about it, honestly. I just feel now, and I know words are easy to say, but I just feel now's the time. Let's stop the decline. Let's stop talking about the club for sale and people are tired and we're not interested. They are interested. Remember, this board of directors are all St Mirren supporters. They've just, like in life, they've become wary, but they're still here and they're still doing an amount of great work for the club. And as I say, we've all got to get together now. If we're really serious about it, let's get this club back up into the top division and then into the top six. I mean, I just came in today, I walked up the stair and I'm looking... 3 years ago, not even 3 years ago, we're League Cup winners. We're in the Premier League. No, so it's not going to be easy, but we've got the ability in this club to do it.
The St Mirren Fans Council are arranging a food bank collection at this Saturday's game against Queen of the South. Each of the turnstiles will have a food bank collection bins, and fans are encouraged to support their local food bank by contributing to this collection. Meanwhile, tomorrow night from 7pm at the Paisley 2021 Stadium, Smyza will be hosting a Q&A night with manager Alex Ray and assistant David Farrell. Highlights of that will be available on Saturday at halftime on Smyrna TV. Tommy Turner will join Callum Patterson on Smyrna TV this Saturday. And if you're outside the UK and Ireland and would like to watch that match, then you can do so for just €6.99 at www.smfcuws.tv. While over on St Mirren Radio, John Hillcoat will join Stephen Bark live from 2:50, where hopefully St Mirren will be able to get that second home league victory. But until then, come on you Saints.
This is St Mirren Radio, brought to you by the University of the West of Scotland. Look at what you could learn at uws.ac.uk.